Now see, it's interesting that when we are irresponsible, the two most common excuses, rationalizations we give are, number one, nobody will know about it, and number two, it won't hurt anybody. And you're wrong on both accounts. You're wrong. I can do this and it won't hurt my wife. And employees say, you know, I can do this because it's a big company. It won't hurt anybody. And you're wrong.
This is Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren. In a time where tolerance is valued more than truth, every believer in Christ needs more than ever to know what it takes to build a godly foundation for their life. As we continue this series called Building My Life on Values That Last, Rick will look closely at the biblical principles of trust, self-control, balance, respect, forgiveness, moral purity, fairness, honesty, and love. In just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about a book by Pastor Rick that's both spiritually uplifting and visually stunning. It's called The Purpose of Christmas, and it reveals the true biblical meaning of the season. You can find out more about how to secure a copy for yourself or for a friend just in time for Christmas by going to rickwarren.org while you listen to today's message. That's rickwarren.org, or you can just text the word daily to 313131 for more info. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called Accepting Responsibility.
Notice what the Bible says. Each of us will have to give a personal account to God. That means nobody's going to do it for you. Your wife can't do it for you. The pastor can't do it for you. You will give a personal account. Now, in this wonderful tax season time of the year, many of you have been talking with your accountants. And I want to tell you that one day, God is going to do an audit on you. Not on your finances, but God's going to do an audit on your life. And he's going to say, what did you do with what I gave you? Were you responsible? Did you use your time, your money, your influence, your mind? Did you use your relationships, your opportunities, and all of the things that I gave you? Did you use them wisely? Or did you just use them selfishly? That's reason enough, folks. If there were no other reason for being responsible, it's the fact that one day I am going to be accountable to God for how responsible I lived my life. Daniel Webster once said, the most important idea I ever thought was when I realized, the day I realized that I am personally and individually accountable to God for how I lived. Now notice it says here, God knows everything. Nothing is hidden. That means he's seen everything you've ever done. It's interesting because when we rationalize our irresponsibility, one of the ways we do it is nobody will ever know. Nobody will ever know. So I can throw this trash down. Nobody will ever know. So I can steal this stuff. Nobody will ever know. So I can read this material, or on and on and on. But God knows, and he's the only one that really matters. You may be able to fool everybody in this room, your family, your boss, and everybody else, but that doesn't matter. Who you're living the responsibility for, the responsible life for, is God, and he sees it all. So that's the first reason, and that's enough. But there are two other reasons you need to live a responsible life. Number two, because others are affected by my life. Because other people are affected by my life. You see, none of us lives to ourselves alone. We are all interdependent. We're not independent, we're not dependent, but we are interdependent on each other. 1 Corinthians tells us in the Bible, people should be concerned about others and not just about themselves. Now, back in the 60s, during the kind of the hippie movement, and I lived up in the Bay Area, and then I lived north of it too, and there used to be these beautiful Peter Max psychedelic posters. Some of you remember these. And one of them kind of had a 60s mantra on it that went kind of like this. It said, I was not put on this planet to live up to your expectations. And you were not put on this planet to live up to my expectations. So let me do my thing and you do your thing, and if perchance we happen to meet, that's groovy. You know, we don't say it in such a corny way anymore, but the attitude is still around. And it goes like this. It's in Billy Joel's songs. I don't care what they say. This is my life. Or as that great theologian Sammy Davis Jr. said, I gotta be me. Or his theological partner Sinatra, I did it my way. And the basic idea behind these type of songs are, I live my life the way I want to, and what's it to you? Because if it doesn't hurt you, or if you don't know about it, who cares? It's my life, and it really doesn't matter what I do because it doesn't affect you. The problem is, you're wrong. You're wrong. Every decision you make affects somebody else, even the secret ones. Even the secret ones. Because it changes you, and you then influence other people by the changes in your life. You may not see the visible results, but every choice you make influences somebody else. And every time you're irresponsible, it hurts somebody else. Because we're all on this same planet. When somebody in your family has a problem, it's not their problem, it's the family's problem. Because it influences everybody in their family. One kid, whether the kid's on drugs or the dad's under stress, believe me, it affects everybody in the family. There is no such thing as a non-affecting decision.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to rickwarren.org and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's rickwarren.org or just text the word daily to 313131. That's the word daily to 313131. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
Christmas, where is the year gone? You know, a lot of us stress out around this time of year, losing sight of the real meaning of the season. That's why we'd like you to know about Pastor Rick's book called The Purpose of Christmas. In it, Rick shows you how Christmas is designed to meet your three deepest needs, and how receiving God's three Christmas gifts to you this year will transform your life forever. This book is one to be read every Christmas and to be shared with your friends who may not know the true meaning of Christmas. Let us send you a hardcover copy of the inspiring and beautifully illustrated book, The Purpose of Christmas by Rick Warren, as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. We're sure that God will use it to stir up hope, peace, and gratitude in your heart this Christmas season. Get your copy of The Purpose of Christmas right now by going to rickwarren.org while you listen. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's rickwarren.org or 800-600-5004. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Thanks in advance for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
There is no such thing as a non-affecting decision. You, all the time with your life, influence your family, parents, kids, brothers, sisters, moms, dads, husbands, wives. The choices you make influence your friends. They influence the people in your neighborhood. They influence friends at church. They influence society at large in major and minor ways. But we are all interconnected because we're on this planet together. I mean, if I were to ask five of you, say, hey, or four of you, volunteer to go with me after your service today. Let's go over to Lake Mission Viejo, and I've got a rowboat over there. And we're going to go out and catch some rays. We'll just row out in the middle of the lake and just relax for a while. So I get four of you to go with me. We got an 8-foot boat. We get over there and I say, okay, now each of you, here is your foot and a half space. Here's your space. Here's your space. Here's your foot and a half. Here's your foot and a half. This is my space over here. Okay? So we go out, we row out into the middle of the lake. We're out there relaxing, getting a tan. 20 minutes into the boat trip, I pull out a wood drill and start drilling a hole in the bottom of the boat in my space. You say, what are you doing, Rick? And I say, I'm drilling a hole. You say, well, what are you doing? You can't do that. I said, don't worry about it. It's my life. This is my space. I'm not drilling it on your space. You got your own space. You want to drill a hole, fine. You don't want to drill a hole, fine. What's good for you is fine, but what's good for me is fine. And I want to drill a hole in my space. You say, you don't understand something, Rick. We're all in the same boat. And if the boat goes down, we're all going down with it. And the Bible teaches we affect other people by our lives. Now see, it's interesting that when we are irresponsible, the two most common excuses, rationalizations we give are, number one, nobody will know about it, and number two, it won't hurt anybody. And you're wrong on both accounts. You're wrong. A man can say, oh, I can get away with this because my wife will never know. I can do this and it won't hurt my wife. And kids can say, oh, I can do this, it won't hurt my parents. And employees say, you know, I can do this because it's a big company. It won't hurt anybody. And you're wrong. So you need to be responsible because God is watching and because other people are affected. But there's a third reason, and this is even a positive point here, and that is I need to be responsible because God rewards it. And boy, does he reward it. Deuteronomy 28 verse 2 says this in the Bible. You will experience all of God's blessings if you obey the Lord. Circle that word all. God says, you will not believe what I will pour out on your life if you will live responsibly with your time, with your money, with your relationships, with your every area of your life. I will bless you in ways you cannot even imagine. One of the ways that God rewards us when we are responsible is he gives us greater responsibility. The next verse, Jesus says, to those who use well what they are given, even more will be given. And so, if you use your influence well, guess what? You become more influential. And if you use your possessions well, guess what? God will provide more of them. Why should God give you more money when you're not responsible with the finances you've got right now? He doesn't have any obligation to help you when you're living irresponsibly in that area or any other area. But he says, on the other hand, if you will be responsible, I will bless your socks off in a way you can't imagine. Now, if that's the case, how do I become a more responsible person? Well, look on the back of your outline. Anytime you want to talk about responsibility, there's a certain book you have to go to in the Bible. You know, the Bible's made up of 66 different books inside. And there's an entire book of the Bible written about how to live a responsible life. It's called the Book of Proverbs. Proverbs has 31 chapters in it. That means if you read one chapter a day, you'd read through the book once a month. I want to challenge you today to read a chapter a day of Proverbs for the rest of your life. It means you'll go through it about 12 times a year. And each time you read through it in a different translation. Then get another one, read through it in another one, then another one. Because you'll get more and more out of it. This is the book that teaches you how to live. It teaches you things like, how do you build strong relationships? It talks about how to handle wealth. It talks about how to build a business. It talks about how to get along with other people, how to save your marriage. It talks about child raising. It talks about what to do when you fail, what to do when you succeed. It's an amazing storehouse of God's wisdom. And so you have to go to Proverbs when you look at responsible living. Now, it's interesting to me that in our culture, we actually idolize irresponsible people. You take the most irresponsible people in the world and we turn them into celebrities. And we say, oh, look at them. Aren't they cute? They just, you know, thumb their nose to convention and to the law and to everything else. And they really are, oh, they're free spirits. They're unique. They're celebrities. And they're the ones who get all these awards and glory and their picture on magazine covers. The most irresponsible people in our society. And we call them great. Well, God has another word for irresponsible people. It's a four-letter word. He calls them a fool. A fool. 69 times the word fool is used in the book of Proverbs. And the same guy who wrote Proverbs wrote Ecclesiastes, the next book, and it's used 23 times in that book. Now, when we use the word fool, we usually mean stupid, dumb, low IQ, uneducated, unsophisticated, naive, not very smart. But when God uses the word fool, he says it means irresponsible. Irresponsible. He says, you know what? You can have a low IQ and not be a fool. You can have little or no education and not be a fool. But if you are irresponsible, God says, in light of the meaning of life and why he put you on earth, you're foolish if you live irresponsibly. So 69 times in the book, he says, here's what a fool does. And on the other hand, he contrasts, says, here's what a wise person, a responsible person does. Now, we don't have time to go into all 69 of those today. So let me just give you four to get started. Four ways to get started on being a more responsible person. And your homework this week is to go find the other 65 and write them down, because they're all there. Okay, number one, let's just get real practical. How can I be a more responsible person? Number one, by saving my money. By saving my money. God says, if you're not saving any of your money for the future, you are being a fool. You're being irresponsible. For instance, the average Japanese citizen saves 25% of their income in Japan. The average European saves 14 to 15% of their income. The average American saves less than 5% of his or her income. Why? Because we have bought into this instant gratification society that says, I've got to have it now. Buy now, pay later, live for today, enjoy it all now, and don't worry about tomorrow. And as a result, the average American puts $1,300 on his credit card for every $1,000 he makes. What's wrong with this picture? I'll tell you what it is. He's acting like the government. Okay? Now, only the government can get away with that. It's called deficit spending because they got a little machine in the back that prints the money. And unless you have one of those in your garage, you're headed for trouble. You're headed for trouble. Deficit spending. And so we spend, and Americans are not saving anything. God says, that's foolish. The average American spends 6 hours a week in shopping-related activities. Now, some of you blow that statistic out of the water. I know. I've seen you, you know, when the going gets tough, the tough go shopping, you know. And yeah, it's interesting, by the way, that the more educated you are, the more you shop. So some of you go, see, honey, I'm smart. See, I'm really smart. I'm getting ready to go out on a little educational field trip, darling. You know? God says, that's dumb if you're spending all your money and you're not saving anything. Look at what it says. Let's read Proverbs 21:20 with great guilt. Okay? Ready? Let's read it aloud. The wise man saves for the future, but the foolish man spends whatever he gets. Ouch. Spends whatever he gets. Now you say, Rick, why are you making a big deal of this? Because did you know that the number one cause of divorce is not adultery? It's not having an affair. The number one cause of divorce is not abuse. It's debt. 54% of the divorces in America occur over financial pressures. We have now decided that the marriage vow is till debt do us part. And God says that's not very smart. Now let me just get real honest with you. I read a survey this week that said most baby boomers are going to be flat broke in retirement. And they're going to live in abject poverty. Why? Because they're not saving anything. Are you teaching your kids how to save? Are you teaching them how to make little three little banks or three little boxes, and you divide up in allowances? This is for spending. This is for tithing, giving back to God. This is for savings. And when they get over, you get them, open them a bank account, and you teach them how to give, how to save, and how to spend. More important, are you modeling that, or is everything just going out the door?
That's Pastor Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment with a final thought. But first, with Christmas around the corner, we'd like to let you know about Rick's life-changing book called The Purpose of Christmas. In it, Rick uses surprisingly simple yet forgotten biblical principles to remind us of the true meaning and significance of the season. He'll show you how to identify and confront the things that drain peace from your life, and how to overcome discouragement by surrendering to God's will, even when things don't go exactly as planned. Let us send you a copy of the beautifully written and illustrated book, The Purpose of Christmas, as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. We're sure that God will use it to stir up love and peace in your heart this Christmas season like never before. Get your copy of The Purpose of Christmas right now by going to rickwarren.org, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's rickwarren.org, or just call 800-600-5004. And thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. And now, here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
Jesus told his disciples that they should live their lives according to five specific purposes. He said, you've got to love God with all your heart, that's worship, and love your neighbor as yourself, that's ministry, that's called the Great Commandment. And then Jesus said, go make disciples, that's evangelism, baptize them into the family of God, that's fellowship, a sign of fellowship, and then he said, teach them to obey everything I've taught you, that's discipleship, and we call that the Great Commission. We believe at Daily Hope that a great commitment to the Great Commandment and the Great Commission will produce a great Christian, a great church, a great company, a great community. You know, I started Daily Hope so I could spread the good news about Jesus, not just across America, but all around the world. And we want people to know that God's Word is filled with hope and truth. And the power that we need to follow Him every day is available to every single one. You know as well as I do that the Word of God changes lives. It's alive, it's active, and it breathes new life and new love into all of our lives. Now, because of your generous support, did you know that we're now broadcasting on over 125 stations in the United States? And we're broadcasting all around the world now on stations in Africa and in Korea and in Ireland and many, many other places. In fact, over 525,000 people listen to Daily Hope just on the website on a monthly basis. That's rickwarren.org. So wherever you listen to this, whether you listen on the website, whether you listen on a radio station, or whether you listen through a podcast, you're a part of the Daily Hope family. And I need your help. We could not do this without your support. Now, you know, I don't take any funds from this broadcast. We don't have any giant million-dollar donor who's giving big gifts to this. It comes from daily donations from listeners like you. We're 100% listener-funded. And so I'm going to ask you today to consider becoming a regular partner. Your prayers are opening the doors, but your gifts open the doors, too, to spreading the good news. Would you continue to pray for this broadcast, and would you continue to support us? And write to me. Let me hear from you. I absolutely love reading the stories that are sent to me. So write me, pray for me, and support this ministry. And God will bless it, and God will bless you, and we'll get to heaven, and we'll thank God for all the people going to be in heaven because you cared. Thanks for listening today. Join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.